Welcome back to GQDN, everyone. You know me, I am Joe, and this is your Group Quest Daily News. In this episode, we talk about more Activision Blizzard fallout, Garry Kasparov seeks some revenge in Hearthstone, and Congress could be stepping in to ban bots from purchasing consoles. Interesting. So we start today with some Activision Blizzard activists' resignations. A tweet from Jessica Gonzalez reads as this. Hello, ABK. Unfortunately, this is a goodbye message. It has been a long journey over the years, and I have made the decision to leave Blizzard by putting my well-being first. I've accepted an opportunity that is too good to pass up. I'll still be moving into a senior quality engineering role for a financial tech company and out of the game development entirely. I regret that I could not meet my colleagues under better circumstances, but I take our shared vision for diversity, equality, inclusion, and workers' rights with me and value the work that we've done during my time here. For those of you thankful for my voice, I encourage you to find yours and use it. There are good people in the industry, and I believe with enough education and awareness, ABK can be a great place to be. There's lots of work to do still, and I am mentally wounded from this fight. It has been a long and exhausting road for change, but it isn't over. Don't forget what so many passionate developers worked hard towards and continued to work towards in my absence. Let your passion and the passion of those around you drive the spark that ignites meaningful change. I believe in the good people in this company and can't wait to see where you all can take it. Two, at Bobby Kotick. Your inaction and refusal to take accountability is driving out great talent, and the products will suffer until you are removed from your position as CEO. This may seem harsh, but you had years to fix the culture, and look at where the community currently stands. My last day is December 10th. Every voice matters, Jessica Gonzalez. That came to us from bluenews.com. Now, a part of this comes from Engadget.com, and because of the whole litigation that's going on, six states, California, Massachusetts, Illinois, Oregon, Delaware, and Nevada, have all gotten together and to have an inquiry about Bobby Kotick and his dealings with what has been going on at Activision Blizzard over the years. And this is all because of the lawsuit. In fact, the Illinois State Treasurer, Michael Ferris, said, "We think there needs to be sweeping changes made in the company. We're concerned that the current CEO and board directors do not have the skill set nor the conviction to institute these sweeping changes needed to transform their culture to restore trust with the employees and the shareholders and their partners." That came to us from Engadget. So that's still a lot of stuff to discuss, and you better believe we're going to discuss that, both points, on the weekly show on Saturday. What we could also discuss is Garry Kasparov, big time chess grandmaster. He took a hand at Hearthstone, a game of three versus Slyrissa, and lost. I'm not sure what the actual score was, but it was three games. And in the end, he said, "As long as we are willing to learn, as long as we are capable of learning, we're good." So he wasn't, you know, mad or anything. He wasn't angry, and he took it all in good stride. So, hey, good on you, Garry. And hopefully we'll see you in the game once again. We switch over to Nintendo Switch, and there's going to be another hardware update, but still no more themes. So what's going to happen? They're going to have some button mapping, and they're going to put in some Bluetooth audio. which really, that's a big, big thing for Bluetooth, but there's still no themes for Nintendo Switch. Yeah, keep on waiting, people. That came to us from Destructoid.com. Now we go into Xbox, and the pass this month for all you Xbox users will now include Stardew Valley and Among Us. Now, Stardew Valley, I've seen that play, or I've seen that game online, and a little 2D farming action. And you know, it's a nice, relaxable game. But Among Us, among the Xbox Game Pass, and it's only for consoles, guys. Good night. I think this will keep Among Us users up and running, but that's just me personally. But just keep in mind, it's Among Us, okay? Be careful out there. And sticking now with the console news, a bill has been introduced to Congress. This comes to us from GameInformer.com. And it could be introduced, or it could be banning PlayStation 5 and Xbox X buyers big time. So the bill is dubbed Stopping Grinch's Bots Act and was introduced by Representative Paul Tonko, Senator Richard Blumenthal, sorry about that if I mispronounce your name, and Senator Majority Leader Charles Schumer and Senator Ben Ray Luan. In a statement about recent introduced bills, Tonko said that Grinch bots are forcing Americans to pay exorbitant prices for gifts this holiday season. Well, these bots, just on a personal note, they could drive up prices for everybody beyond Christmas. So hopefully Congress can get this through and really, really take this thing on. So that is your daily news. You can find us on Twitter at GroupQuest. I am at Joe Brums. The show is indeed brought to you by all of our Patreons at patreon.com/TheGroupQuest, stackup.org for all you veterans out there, and, of course, Audible, which you can click on the link on the GroupQuest.com homepage. There will be no show tomorrow, so everybody be safe out there. I'll be back Friday with more headlines, and Saturday we will be on the Dawnforge channel, 6 p.m. EST, that's U.S. time, y'all, for the weekly Group Quest show. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great night. Enjoy your Friday.